Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Well, how do you feel after Micheál Martin's announcement yesterday evening, the level 5 lockdown extended for 6 weeks to the 5th of April, which I know a lot of you, no more than myself, don't want to hear. But look, on the other hand, he also said that by the end of June, up to 82% of adults will have had their first dose of the vaccine. Just take a listen to the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking yesterday.
We will get through this. We just need to stay focused and get through these next few months safely together. I know how hard this is. I know the toll that it is having on so many people's mental health and well-being. I know the devastation it has brought to so many businesses and livelihoods. But I also know that the end is now truly in sight.
Yeah, how are you feeling after that announcement? Well, Tracy is on the line here on Lunchtime Live. Tracy, how did you feel yesterday having heard that?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah.
I have to say the end is in sight. That's more ambiguous terminology. Last week we heard we're in for the long haul. You know, there's no clarity in his language. The government, you know, I think they're not respectfully speaking to the population who have endured a year of hardship, business owners who don't know when they can reopen. Why can't they give us a roadmap? There's no ambition whatsoever. You know, Boris Johnson, people have said it's dangerous to give a roadmap, but it's something. I listened to that and I felt hopeful. You know, do we not have dynamic leaders that can change according to the public health? Why are we just, you know, the situation has changed, so why are we not changing with it?
I suppose the concern, Tracy, look, I mean, I don't know, but I imagine the concern about giving, you know, specific timelines and dates and maybe talking about the summer or June or July is that in the event that the situation does change, maybe they feel that they're going to be held to that. You know, it'll be brought back to them that on this date, on the 24th of February, you know, in 6 weeks' time, you said X, Y and Z and this was going to open by, you know, Y date and X date. And there's probably just a concern about that.
Absolutely. And I can totally understand that. But I do think business owners need something. You know, that poor lady who opened the hairdresser yesterday, she's desperate. She is desperate. Nobody would do that. She's putting herself, you know, she's not doing that to be a rebel or to cause trouble. Like she said, she wants to put food on the table. So can we not consider the fact that a hairdresser could open safely, that she could adhere to the guidelines, that the law could be used, you know, to make sure that she is doing that. This 5 kilometre rule, I mean, I live in a seaside town that's packed all the time. Nobody's listening to that. So the police are wasted on the road doing that. Can they not be there to ensure businesses open safely? And, you know, people who open businesses, they're passionate, creative people. You know, this is their livelihood. It's not just their job. And, you know, people in government, it's their job. It's a pensionable, permanent job. There's no imagination or creativity there. They're getting their paycheck. They have a pension. These people don't, you know.
You mentioned that the area that you're living in, Tracy, it's busy, is it?
It's busy constantly. I broke the rule once, Andrea, and I got fined €100. I have 2 children. They were begging me, can we get in the car and go somewhere? And you know what? We did it. And I got fined. I got fined €100. And I had a confrontation with the policeman where I said, please, can you show some empathy? I have 2 children in the car. You know, we're going stir crazy in the house. I know we've broken the rule, but we're not far outside our area. My seaside town is packed. All the time, I have friends posting videos eating pizza on the beach who don't live here, you know. So I just think it's unfair. It's just so unfair on people at the moment. And it's kicking people while they're down. Like I listened to you yesterday about people who've lost loved ones. They can't erect tombstones. Why in the world not? Give these people something.
You know, look, I suppose that, you know, the guidelines at the minute are that they're trying to limit and reduce people congregating and meeting and any kind of gathering at all, I suppose, of people. I suppose it's to try and keep us all at home. That's the encouragement. That's the advice is for, you know, anything that might involve people gathering or meeting up with any amount of people is what's being discouraged.
And I understand that, but we're also intelligent people. You know, I think we have cop on. No one wants to catch COVID. But you know, it's not COVID that worries me anymore. It's the future of the economy, okay. The future of the mental health of this country. You know, what's going to happen in a year's time? Can they not give us some sort of, you know, these business owners who want to open, like that man, Paul, who said he's opening on the 1st of July? Fair enough, that's 4 months away.
Okay.
You know, and we're not thinking about the vaccine, how that's going to affect things. That's
That was part of the discussion, I suppose, yesterday too. And did you take any bit of positivity, Tracy, from that?
No, I did. I absolutely did take some positivity from it. I did. But I still think there's a little bit of lack of empathy because they don't understand what it's like. They get up in the morning and put on their suit and tie. You know, so their life is kind of going on normally. But I did think it was good that he addressed mental health and that he showed that he understood people were struggling.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
I have no doubt about that,
And can we hear that again? You know, can he address us again soon and say, you know, change the language? Well done, everyone. You're doing a great job. We just need to keep this up.
Okay. All right. 1890-453-106 if you want to join us here on Lunchtime Live today. Gary is also on the line from Match Fit Fitness. Gary, you say you've had enough. Is that right?
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Yeah, good. I've had enough. We'll be, like I said on my social media yesterday, we will be opening in April as well. Because, you know, once we hit April, that's just going to be closed 12 months out of 14. And it's just...
Okay, so you're planning to reopen your business on the 1st of April?
Not the 1st of April, no. I will be opening in April.
Oh, in April, apologies.
Or the 12th or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be opening in April. 100% I will, because... you know, I don't know if you see any of the videos I've done over the weekend. I done a video that went quite viral where I asked straight out. I asked the government, when do the rest of us matter? You know, when does my business matter? When do my kids matter? You know, I totally get and understand the old and the vulnerable and the hospitals. I get all that. But we're 12 months into this now, and there's just no light at the end of the tunnel. Like that press briefing last night was a total waste of time. They've come out and said, look, you know, we're going to open schools and sure, grand lads, come back to us now in April now and we'll have a chat and see what else we can do. You know, it's a complete waste of time. They haven't gauged the feeling of the public very well, I don't think, because there's a lot of anger out there and people are at breaking point. And I have to open my business. I can't pay my mortgage. How am I going to pay my mortgage and pay my kids?
Yeah, no, look... Gary, I don't dispute that, and I know it is extremely, extremely difficult for business people, and I'm sure you have staff as well employed too down in Wicklow. But are you saying that, you know, whatever restrictions are announced when there's another briefing on the 5th of April, or, you know, whatever that date is, you're going to open anyway despite the guidelines?
Yeah, I'm going to open, yeah. I will be, yeah. I'll
and
be
you're
opening,
aware of the consequences of that, Gary?
Yeah, of course I am. Look, of course I am. I know I'll probably have the guards up here within a half an hour or an hour of opening. But what I'll be saying is I'll be banging on this drum for the next 6 weeks. When do we matter? Because when we come to April, and the soundbites that they've given out already is that after April it's going to be outdoor. Maybe I don't know. Maybe golf or tennis, and maybe some construction. So that means it's another 6 weeks. So we're then into May. And then May, they might not be happy with the numbers in May. And then it could be June, July. When does it stop? So when does the rest of us matter? You know, the healthy, the majority of us in the country that are healthy. When do we matter, you know?
Yeah.
And I won't be, by the way, I won't be opening fully. I will be opening at a massively reduced capacity, probably 10%. So I might have maybe six people on site at a time. It's an old secondary school in my facility. It's a 10,500 square foot facility. So I'm not going to be open recklessly or anything like that.
I don't doubt that either, but if the rules are, and just for the sake of argument, right, we get to the 5th of April and whatever date, if the rules are, say, for instance, we're still in level 5 or the likes of yourself as a gym operator, if you've been told by public health officials in government that you can't open, you're saying you're going to press ahead anyway. You're going to open the gym doors.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And even I just heard on the news bulletin there a few moments ago about a premises that had reopened yesterday, and there's been, I understand, I think two arrested. Would that not discourage you from reopening? Like, would you be prepared
at the end? Yeah, I am prepared for that. I am prepared because like when I have to make a stand, like my business that I spent years and years and years building up, am I supposed to just stand by and watch that just go down the toilet? you know, when, you know, because they're not giving me anything, any dates. The help that they're giving us financially is nowhere near enough helping us. So what do I do? Do I just sit back and take it, or do I try and stand up and fight for my family? Do you have kids, Andrea?
I don't, Gary. No, but I do have.
How are they getting on?
I do have a family. You know? My family are not dissimilar to yourself in that they're small business owners in a rural part of Ireland.
How do they feel about this? How are they getting on?
Very unhappy. I totally appreciate that. I totally understand the difficulty and the situation you're in, Gary, and what you're talking about. And I do, you know, I really mean that very genuinely. Like, you know, it is very difficult for people. And I don't have the answers. But, you know, at the same time, I don't want to see the likes of yourself that's, you know, out there as a family man, as a business owner, as an employer of people in Wicklow either, you know, being arrested either, you know, so...
Look, I'm hoping, to be honest with you, I'm hoping upon hoping. I've everything crossed that the numbers are in a much better place come April, and they might say, look, you know, like at the minute, I'm not allowed one person. I'm not allowed one person in a 10,500 square foot facility. But yet I can go down to Tesco's now and buy some bread, and I'll probably come across 100 people. It just doesn't make sense, and it's not fair. And that's where I keep going back to, when do we matter? When do I matter? When do, like, my kid, my young fella, can't go play ball, can't go down the street and kick the ball in the field with his friends, and because he's 13 years of age, he's clued in to what the story is. He's worried about the guards coming and giving out to them because they're mixing. Do you know, so like there has to come a stage where the rest of us matter, and I keep going back to that because at the minute I feel forgotten about, and I know thousands and thousands of other people in this country feel the exact same.
Let me bring in Shauna as well, Gary. Shauna's here with us too on News Talk. Shauna, you don't think that the government is going to be able to roll out the vaccination programme as fast as they're saying?
What their plan is going forward, because my mother, who's 74, called her GP last week when there was further information made available about people getting the vaccine who were over 85 to see where she was in relation to when she'd get it. And she was told that she wouldn't get it for 3 months. That she would have to wait at least 3 months before she could get the vaccine.
Why,
so
Shauna?
That's what they said. They said the GP practice in question, and I don't want to identify them because I don't want to put them under any pressure or anything like that. But they just basically told her that she wouldn't get any vaccine for at least 3 months. There was only very few vaccines coming through to them at the time, and that they couldn't see anybody that didn't have any kind of complications getting vaccinated, even over the age of 70. Until at least 12 weeks. So that's all of March, all of April, all of May. So if you're just going to start vaccinating the over 70s at the beginning of June, then how can 80% of the population be vaccinated by June?
Can I ask you what county you're in?
It's in Kerry. But I won't go any further than
that. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I understand that. But
that's the reality of the situation. And that's just... That's kind of unacceptable, because I think she was expecting to be vaccinated by at least maybe the end of March, possibly the start of April. But talking about 3 months' time, like, I hope they're wrong. I hope it's incorrect. But that's what she was told last week. So if that's the case, and if that's the case in other... I mean, I think it would be interesting for your listeners to get in touch, because I know a lot of people have been getting in touch, have been urging their parents who are, you know, in their 60s and 70s to get onto their GPs and say, look, we don't have any major complications with our health, but we just want to know, like, where we are on the list. And if they're not going to be dealt with until, you know, the summer, then how can the rest of the population be dealt with by June?
1890 453 106. If you find yourself in a similar situation to Shauna, she described there about her own mum, you can let us know either on text today on the News Talk text line. It's 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. We're going to stay with this and we'll come back to it in just a few moments. But also after the break, do couriers and postmen have the right to reject deliveries if you put your own address down? Ask Eilige. And just before the break, we were talking about, how you feel about the Taoiseach's announcement yesterday, the fact that Level 5 lockdown extended up until the 5th of April. If you want to join us, it's 1890 453 106. But Brigitte's on the line in Dublin. Thanks for getting in touch with us today, Brigitte. Why did you get in contact?
Hi, Andrea. How are you doing?
Good.
Listen, it was really just, you know, the way there's been such a lot of highlighting around education and getting kids back to school and how important it is, which I absolutely agree. But I just wondered, in all the broad sweep of education, there's no mention of college students who are part of education, clearly, not just schools. It's just, I have two daughters, both in college, and you know, the degree of stress. One is in first year, so she went through all the Leaving Cert last year, and college and Leaving Cert was in her bedroom. And then my other daughter is in her final year, and her final year is also in her bedroom. But she's got the added pressure, you know, of trying to, you know, she's heading out into the world now. She's got the added pressure of a graduate program, a job, you know, and there's so few out there now because obviously the world isn't open to the same degree as it normally is. So it's much more difficult. And the stress is phenomenal on them. And I just wondered why in all of it and in all of the heading of education that there's no mention of colleges, some bit. If, you know, it's all about 6 years, 5th years. And I agree, absolutely, 6 years. But like, you know, for final year students in college, it's a huge year because you're going out into the world, you know. Or trying to, I should say. So I just said I'd highlight the plight of the
How are they managing it, Brigitte? Like, how are they getting on at home, day in, day out?
Well, we would have a lot of tears, a lot of stress, a lot of everything. But certainly the final year student, stuff is coming at her thick and fast in terms of, presentations, modules, work, things to be done. I mean, she's in her room every day, all day. Working, and she has her head down, which is great. But she's applying for graduate programs. She's applying for, you know, looking for jobs, looking for this, looking for that. And there's really not much out there. Not as much as it would be in a normal year. Do you know what I mean? There's
and I suppose the reality too is when you go into that first job, like I know of people that have started in their first job out of college and they've never met any of their colleagues. Yeah. They've never been inside the office.
Just really, really tough. And, you know, it's just like college is harder from your bedroom. Everything's harder from the bedroom, let's be honest, or from your from the house. But I mean, it's really difficult for them. And I just it's literally just because there's not a word about, you know, college students and colleges.
I suppose that decision was made early on, though, wasn't it? Or certainly at the last quarter of last year that colleges wouldn't be back for the term.
No, I know. It was just, I suppose, that, you know, the thinking that, like, once you get through 6 year, 6 year is a huge year. And once you're through that, then, you know, it's college or whatever and on you go. But realistically, final year college students really, in my world, should get some sort of priority because they're really struggling. I mean, I'm listening to her and listening to her, and neither of them are out and about socialising. Neither of them are.
All part of college. Completely. It's no fun from your bedroom.
Yeah. So it is really tough. But it's just, I thought, particularly final year, given that it's a critical year in your life to try and, you know, do the best you can to get out into the world and go forth, as it were. And it's just, there's no relief at all for them. You know, they're not getting any priority over anybody else, whereas like 6 years are getting prioritised in school. Do you know what I mean?
I just thought
to myself, I just see it, and I just see really and truly, particularly final year, like first year in your bedroom's not great either, but final year is a really tough year anyway, because, you know, you've got your finals coming, you've got all your exams, you've got all your whatever, but you're really focused on your actual adult future.
Okay.
I just wanted to say it.
Thanks for getting in contact with us. I'm sure there's plenty of other parents, and I'm sure final year students too, that probably feel the same way as you, Brigitte. If you want to let us know today, it's 1890 453 106. Paul in Ennis says, does the government have a press secretary? If so, they're doing a shocking job, according to Paul. The messaging and communication has been so amateur in the extreme. This listener in the News Talk text line says that person is complaining that she got a fine while the rest of us are walking around our own areas and never leaving. Why does she think she's any different to the rest of us just because she has children? Martin says he's appalled to hear that the young mother, relating to the caller that was on earlier about being fined for taking her kids out for a break. Look, the rules are the rules, and for months on this programme here on Lunchtime Live, we have heard people calling for stricter restrictions and guidelines and penalties and all of this, and now they're brought in and people aren't happy about it. So look, I don't know, 53106, this listener says they're sick of listening to whingers. COVID kills. It stops when we stop the spread. You can keep them coming into us. We will come back to this actually a little bit later.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.